Hello. Hello.
Luke, can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Very
okay?
Good. Yes, we
okay.
Can hear you great. Luke is with us today from the UK. As I said, he is the author of Codename Villanelle, which was an absolutely stunning thriller. I had the pleasure of reading it before it actually was published. Congratulations on your success with Codename Villanelle, Luke. How are you today?
Hello, Pam. I'm fine. Thank you very much. And thrilled, obviously, by the success both of the book and of the TV series, Killing Eve.
Oh, my goodness gracious. And you have a major superstar on that show, a couple of them. Sandra Oh, who's one of my favorite actresses, is your kind of heroine in this. She's not the bad guy, or bad girl, I should say. How long had you negotiated with the television series before you wrote Codename Villanelle? It seemed like it happened overnight.
Well, I wrote Codename Villanelle in 2014 originally, and it was optioned by Sid Gentle Productions shortly afterwards. So the whole thing has been in play for about 4 years. It's been in discussion.
Wow. How exciting for you. I know that it's on BBC America. What station does it play on over here? I'm sorry, I don't know. What network is it?
In the UK, it goes out on BBC One.
In the United States?
In the United States, it went out on BBC America.
Very good. You have a very interesting background, Luke. You originally were a dancer, correct?
I was a ballet dancer, that's correct, yes.
How wonderful. And you started to write about dancing before you wrote your book. I mean, you've done an awful lot of newspaper work and magazine work. You were the dance critic and are the dance critic for The Observer in the UK. But you've also written for Vanity Fair, The New Yorker, and Time, and a lot of other British titles, correct?
That's right, yes. I've done a lot of journalism, and I've written a few novels, too.
Wow. Now, am I wrong that your first novel was called Blood Knots?
That, in fact, that's more of a memoir. That's rather than a novel. That was about kind of halfway through the book list, but that was a book about my memories of growing up, really.
Wonderful. You've been shortlisted for several prizes, literary prizes for those. Congratulations on that. Now, I want to talk about Codename Villanelle because I had the pleasure of reading it, as I say, before it was released here in the United States. And it was unlike any book that I've ever written because I don't know if she's your protagonist or she's your antagonist, but your main character is a highly skilled assassin. And she really is a sociopath. She has no conscience. She really lives for having luxury in her life. Is that correct?
Yes, I mean, she has, there's a Faustian bargain that she is offered. She can have everything she wants. She can have the fabulous Paris flat. She can have the clothes. She can have the life. She can take any lover she wants. In return for this, in return for limitless money and this kind of security, she has to kill people. Now, most of us wouldn't do that, but it works for her. She's a psychopath. It really doesn't worry her. She likes it. She likes her job. So it's absolutely win-win for her, this deal.
You know, it occurs to me that it's such a departure from your life, from who you were in your prior profession. You were a dancer and you are a dance critic. Where in the world did this writing, this type of hard-hitting thriller come from? Has this book always been in you, or a book anyway?
I've always loved thrillers, and I've done quite a lot of reporting from, I've reported from Russia, for example. I've interviewed and spoken to quite a lot of people involved in the intelligence services over the years. I've known a few of those people. So this world is not unknown to me. And also, I've always, as I said, I've always loved thrillers. I love Ian Fleming's James Bond thrillers. Mm-hmm. And I like that stylish, escapist form of writing. But I thought that the whole genre was getting very stale, very tech-driven, very, very macho, very gadgety, and with often quite wooden male, invariably, protagonists. So I thought, it just seemed to me that it was, there was a chance to shake this up by having this duel between two powerful, intelligent, and highly capable female protagonists. And I hadn't seen this done in thrillers, and I was just convinced it would work.
Well, it does on so many levels. I love this book. The heroine in your book is just as smart as your villain. And so Eve Pilastri, who is a former MI6 operative, has just one task. She has to stop Villanelle. Boy, what an amazing chase that begins. I love thrillers, but this was particularly important to me as a female reader because you're right. You don't see the two lead characters on the good side and the bad side in any book that I can remember. It's marvelous, just marvelously done. I hope that now I don't have a television, so I haven't seen the show. I'm sorry to tell you, but I hope that you are writing a follow-up to this particular book. Are you?
Absolutely, I am, and it comes out next month.
Oh, my God, how exciting. I can't wait to read it. Tell me a little bit about you. Tell me about where love of writing came from.
I've always written. I've always written stories, and I've always read stories. I've always loved fiction. And I enjoy journalism, too. I enjoy the business of interviewing people that I would never otherwise talk to, of traveling to unusual places to do so, and to just find out about other people. And sooner or later, everybody that you talk to feeds back into, well, I find they feed back into fiction in some form or another. So none of those people in Codename Villanelle are out of nowhere. They're all based of bits and pieces of people that I've met on my travels, I think.
Are you a big reader also?
I mean, yeah, I love reading, and I love thrillers, as I said, but I
yes.
find them getting kind of boring recently. But I like nonfiction, and I've been the whole situation in Russia at the moment is
yes.
fascinating, and
yes.
That will be feeding into the Villanelle and Eve story.
Yes, well, Villanelle made a big mistake and assassinated somebody in Russia that she shouldn't have, and that kind of turns everything on its ear for her, correct?
Well, it sort of does, but she's an exhibitionist. She likes a theatrical kill, and it attracts Eve's attention, but she likes the game. And Eve discovers that she likes the game too. I mean, these are two women underrated by their employers. That's what they
yes,
have in
I
common.
Think so.
They're very, very smart, and they want more. And the more that they find is the challenge that each other offers.
It's kind of interesting, isn't it? That their personalities are so similar, but to do different things, I think. They're both driven.
They're both very driven. Villanelle is the fantasy of the life that we might... She has the fantasy life that we might lead, but will never lead. Eve has the life that we lead. She burns the toast. She's messy in the kitchen. She's under stress all the time. She's got too much work. She hasn't got time for her meals. She tears from place to place. And so for Villanelle skates over the surface of all of this. It's all done for her. It's all fabulous. So there is that. There's the we that we are, and there's the we that we might be in there, I think.
Luke, when we see the characters again in a month when the next book releases,
mm-hmm.
Will there be personality changes for both of these women?
Well, I think they grow and they develop as a consequence of their association with each other in different ways. I mean, I don't want to give too much away, but...
No, of course not.
The game continues. They're locked into this. They're locked into this mutual pursuit, this mutual chase across the world, and that's going to continue. And that will take them to an unusual place, let's say.
I want to talk to you about the television series. Are you happy with the way your characters are being portrayed?
I'm very happy. I couldn't ask for a more perfect Eve or a more perfect Villanelle than Sandra Oh or Jodie Comer. They're both absolutely fabulous. They occupy those roles wonderfully and totally. And I think they've completely captured people's imagination. So that's fabulous to see. I'm very gratified.
It is, indeed.
Writer.
I notice in my feeds, my social media feeds, there's a lot of chatter about Killing Eve. And so I've tried to always respond by saying, oh, come and listen to Luke Jennings, who created the characters. Will your second book be incorporated into future seasons, do you think?
I think probably... elements of it might be. There's a second season of Killing Eve being filmed at the moment, and that departs from the story. I mean, the same central characters, the same fundamental situation, but they're going to be two parallel experiences: the books and the series. They're not going to track each other, because I think that would be limiting for both of them.
Sure.
At the center of them, you have the characters of the characters. You have Eve and Villanelle and the people that surround them.
Tell me about your writing process. Are you one of those who sits down every day and writes to maybe a word count or a paragraph count, or, you know, are you disciplined like that, or do you write when you have time to write while you're doing other projects?
I think I try and be disciplined, I try and be organized, but when invariably as a writer you're dealing with multiple projects, and so I try and carve out some time for Villanelle every day when I'm writing. So usually it tends to be late at night, and but I touch base with even Villanelle every day, pretty much.
Fun. Do you think you'll write another series, or do you see several more books in Villanelle?
Well, I always originally saw Villanelle as a trilogy, as three books. Mm-hmm. And what I don't know is where the TV series will go. But for the moment, I have three books envisioned. Two of those are written. The third one is I will start quite soon. So that's all planned. What happens after that, who knows?
Will you write, if Villanelle continues to be a literary success, will you continue to write beyond the three, or does it depend on how the TV series goes?
Well, for the moment, I'm visualizing three books, and
mm-hmm.
I think that will take us where I want to take them. I won't say more than that at this stage, but
right.
I think I don't really agree with kind of pushing things on indefinitely to capitalize on a TV series, otherwise it becomes everybody gets a bit fed up with it. But
sure.
I think, you know, I want to keep it good.
Absolutely. Are you involved in all with the script writing of the television show?
I was involved with the storylining of the first series.
Mm-hmm.
There were before the writers, and that was mostly Phoebe Waller-Bridge, went away and actually wrote the scripts, the producers and Phoebe and myself spent several months talking about all of these characters and playing out various scenarios as possibilities and trying various things. And I think one of the reasons that the TV series works very well is that there was a lot of this process. There was a lot of discussion. There was a lot of playing through of different scenarios. And we talked to psychologists who actually dealt with criminal psychopaths. We talked to people from the security services. And we talked to each other, so, you know, we really thrashed all of these characters and these storylines out before the actual scripting process started. So that was
probably
quite complete.
Why it's so popular, you know, that it's so well researched and not just, you know, words thrown up on the script. So congratulations on your success with that. What's next for Luke Jennings?
Well, what's next is the third Villanelle novel, and then after that, I have another thriller planned. I have another thriller idea, but that's I don't want to spook that by talking about it. Let's just leave it there.
You writers are kind of, you know, kind of, I don't know, superstitious. So that's okay. I understand that completely. If listeners and readers want to find out more about you, where should they go?
They can look at my website, which is actually being reconstructed at the moment. But there's stuff there. There's a fair bit online, I think. There's, and there's an Amazon author page. There's the usual writer stuff. I mean, we're not really good at having fabulous glossy websites, but the information is is there, and the publishers will, I'm sure, be happy to give any information that people need.
Yes, I'm in touch with your publisher on a regular basis, and your publicist in particular. They're one of my favorite groups. So for those who don't know, it's Little Brown, part of the Hatchet group. Luke, it's been a pleasure and a real honor talking to you. I'm so happy that your book turned into the series that you're enjoying. I love the book. It has so far been one of my favorites this year. And I'm a huge thriller fan and just read copious amounts of it. It is truly a remarkable book. I wish you all the success, and I can't wait to read the next one. Is there anybody you need to give a shout out to and say hello to, or or anything?
Well, I'd just like to thank my publishers, Mulholland, who've been absolutely fabulous and brought out gorgeous editions in the United States, and John Murray here in London. I'm really lucky to have wonderful publishers.
I have both copies of your books, by the way. I have the original one that came out, and I now have the one that has the Killing Eve cover on it. I feel like, I'm the collector of books, so I'm thrilled to have it. Will you please come back when the next book comes out and the season starts, and let's compare notes again?
Pam, I'd absolutely love to.
I cannot thank you enough. Luke Jennings, who is the author of Codename Villanelle, his book is the basis of the hit television show Killing Eve with Jodie Comer and Sandra Oh. You have to read this. It's absolutely spectacular. Thank you so much, Luke. I so appreciate you taking the time to talk to me.
Thanks, Pam. It's been a real pleasure. Thank you so much.
I hope you have a great day and a lovely holiday season.
And you too.
Thank you so much. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
And that's our show, folks. I will be back at noon with Heather Graham. Get the book. You won't be disappointed. Thank you, and thank you, Mom and Dad.